and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Tuesday, January 12th, 2021.
Well, since the last time we all spoke, it's been an interesting couple of days. Up to 41,800, back down to 33,232, down 6.5% since yesterday, but down just over or just under $10,000 since the weekend. Man, Bitcoin's had an interesting run at all of this. I think when we last spoke, I called the high at 40. I thought we were going to see the exact same thing. We're just going to bump and bump and bump against 40. And there'd be so much sell pressure that we'd see it down. And that would be a kind of a local high for the time. It managed to make it up to 41,800. So it did actually get relatively high, but then the bears took over, or I guess whatever counts for a bear after a $20,000 run goes. But the people looking to take profits, I think, took over, and we've now seen Bitcoin retract a little bit. So holding pretty stable around 33,000, between 30,000 and 33,000 is where it's been. Ethereum's also really stable around 1,000. Today's at 1,039, down 7.5%. The big winner recently has actually been Dash. Dash has been doing some weird stuff, which is always makes me think, you know, a lot of these foundations and different groups or not foundations, but individuals involved with this stuff have vested interests. And when I see smaller cap coins doing, you know, wildly swinging, I always kind of like have interesting thoughts about it. So Dash went from a pretty stable 75 to 85 to 90, and it was feeling some downward pressure after all these new regulations have put in by the exchanges, or these movements towards regulations by the exchanges have been put into limit privacy coins, and some of them were calling Dash a privacy coin. So after that happened, I'm like, you know what, it's going to be kind of a long, cold winter for Dash. Boom. Next day, Dash was up to 175, which was crazy. And then retraced 150, went back up, and then finally now is sort of stabilized about 125. So, you know, interesting days in the markets. Things are up and down across the board. DeFi itself, the DeFi coins themselves have been relatively stable. Uniswap is off a little bit. Some of the other, like, you know, EOS, other coins like that are in the ecosystem are off a little bit. So it's really been Bitcoin. And also Bitcoin got up to about 69-70% market dominance, which is amazing. And also considering that now, you know, over the weekend, crypto for the first time hit $1 trillion in market cap overall, of which about 70% was Bitcoin. So crazy times in the crypto markets, all fun, all around. Everyone's having a good time.
Yep. It's definitely been a wild ride. All right. Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is an enterprise digital asset management platform that does crypto tax tracking, DeFi investment monitoring, gain loss reporting, invoicing, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. All right. So up first, you know, Bitcoin, there was an article that it is trading opposite the dollar index, Pat.
Yeah.
The Forex market.
Yeah. What's happened is that essentially there's been what we like to always talk about, correlation across the markets here. And so in this case, what you tend to see, there's a couple of high level theories that everyone subscribes to within the crypto space. People see crypto as a hedge against inflation, which it should be. You know, the more dollars you print, the more something like crypto, which has a sort of set value based on I guess you call it sentiment, the more that it will go up. Other things that are hedges against inflation are obviously real estate, gold, things like that. Oil is also a good one. So everyone thinks that, you know, people think about Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation. So as that stands, you know, Forex markets for the US dollar are not exactly, they're not exactly barometers for inflation, but they're not exactly measurements for inflation, but they're kind of barometers for them. So the more that the international markets are unhappy with U.S. monetary policy, the further you'll see the U.S. dollar get pushed down in value against other currencies. Now, so that should say that you should see some sort of correlation, some sort of inverse correlation between Forex for USD and crypto. There's obviously a lot of other things at play there that are really interesting. So anyways, this was the story that we'll share was in particular about U.S. dollar taking a huge like going up in value against other currencies. For what reason, I have absolutely no idea. And this is why I would never in my life be a Forex trader, because it is so irrational that it goes beyond normal rationality, the Forex world. But anyways, we're about to print $2 trillion and the US dollar gains a bunch of value. So whatever. But coinciding with that happened to be this big dip in Bitcoin. Now, there's obviously a lot of stuff going on that caused Bitcoin to dip. You know, most of it, I think, would even be, you could probably call it profit taking and kind of stabilization as you would expect it there. A lot of stuff happened there, but it was really interesting to see these two directly correlate. At the same time, you know, people that track the correlation between Bitcoin and gold noticed that over the same period, the correlation has drastically changed. So right now, Bitcoin is at a negative 0.3 correlation with gold, which is to say when gold goes up, Bitcoin goes down. It's probably mostly being dragged along because gold has kind of depressed a little bit recently and Bitcoin has gone way up. What that would tell you is not that there's actually a inflationary or some sort of like economic barometer, economic marker kind of relationship. It would tell you that people are moving money between their inflationary hedges. And so people are moving money out of gold and putting into Bitcoin. That makes sense to me. You know, gold is a very valuable asset. But at the end of the day, if it's just a ticker on your computer screen, you know, and you're not holding gold for the zombie apocalypse and you're safe, you know, downstairs, then it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if the ticker on your screen is Bitcoin or gold. They're relatively interchangeable for a lot of these situations. Now, obviously, people talk about the utility of gold and all this kind of stuff, so it's a little bit different. But it is really interesting, the correlations are kind of all being skewed by the value changes and what's happening in the international markets and what's happening with the U.S. stimulus about to go through. So I don't know what to say. It is really, really fascinating, but it will be fun to watch.
Definitely. All right. Bitcoin Exchange Backed has inked a business combination deal, so a backdoor IPO to become listed in a publicly traded company.
Yep. This is a pretty common mechanism to go public. It's more and more happening in Silicon Valley these days. This is how Spotify went public. Basically, it is such a pain in the neck to go public through traditional means, excuse me, that it's easier to essentially do a reverse merger with a company. It's a reverse merger saying that there's a company that's smaller than you. Normally, you think of a merger as like a bigger company buying a smaller company. But in this case, it's a larger private company getting bought by, although it's not exactly that structured, but getting bought by a smaller public company. And in that reverse merger, they then just become public. I think this is really interesting in the crypto space. This would give me pause in a lot of ways because the legality and the regulatory issues with going public have not been all worked out. And there's a lot of reasons the SEC doesn't like crypto. And so, you know, this exposes Bakkt to a lot of scrutiny that they, as the first, you know, one of the first people going public in the space is probably not going to want. They don't necessarily, like, they're well funded, but they're not the big boy in the tent. I mean, they're one of the very small niche players. And Kelly Loeffler, now all this being said, maybe Loeffler's looking to go back to Bakkt after her unsuccessful Senate run. So who knows? I think it's an interesting choice. I would have preferred to see them stay private for a lot longer. I never see them. I never see them anywhere. I never see people using them. Maybe people are using them. I never see it. So I think if these guys need more time finding market fit before jumping into public trading.
Yeah. And speaking of going public, Coinbase's IPO. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting, because this Coinbase is doing it right. They are a very large company. People are anticipating the IPO price between $15 billion and $50 billion, somewhere in that range. You never really know. They are going to get they're expecting it within a month or two. You never really know at the SEC. They will get scrutiny unlike anyone else has gotten before. And so one of the reasons that you haven't seen an ETF in the market is that there are very serious concerns about AML and KYC from the regulators and trading visibility from the regulators. That goes for Coinbase. So if you're not allowing an ETF to go public or to be listed, I'm not entirely sure why you let someone like Coinbase get listed in a lot of ways. So it's going to be super interesting to see if regulators actually let Coinbase go through. I would be shocked if they didn't. It would be so unlike America to put a cap on an IPO like this, especially one that's going to be enormous. But it should be really interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that it will change Bitcoin prices? Do you think it'll pull some institutional liquidity? There was an article, someone postulated that.
I don't. I think that if you're, I don't think it'll change flow into Bitcoin. I think it will be one of the very first ways for more traditional asset classes like, you know, IRAs, 401ks, pension funds to actually get into crypto. So I think that they're going to do very well. I think a lot of people, Coinbase will be the very first exposure many, many, many people get in their portfolio, in their asset portfolios to crypto. I don't think that people that were already finding ways to get exposure to cryptocurrencies in their asset portfolios are going to change their behavior, although maybe for a little bit. Like I would probably put a little bit of money into Coinbase, and that probably comes from a money I would put into Bitcoin instead of Coinbase. I don't know. Like who really knows? But I don't think it'll be that major.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
All right. Have a good one.